Okay, shall we start? So this is the last lecture, and I hope that you all felt that the last guest lecture was also relevant for this subject. I think it was very highly relevant. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about the written exam that will be on the 27th of May, and also a little bit about the grading process. And then we'll wrap up with a Kahoot quiz that covers most of the topics that we've discussed in this course. So first of all, the exam. It's a three-hour exam. You have to check the starting time of the exam yourself. I don't have control of that. Has anyone checked it already? Do you know when it starts? Okay, you know where to find the information? Yes? Yeah, okay. It's a different exam for the bachelor and the master students, so make sure that you get the right exam when you start answering it. So what you have to do now the next week is to prepare, of course. And here are some things that I would suggest that you do to prepare for the exam. First of all, I have updated Front Room with the more detailed syllabus. So you can check under the required reading section which sections in each paper that are part of the syllabus, so that you can be sure that if you read those parts, you should be okay prepared. But of course, I encourage you to read the whole paper or the whole handbooks that are on the syllabus. Also, I think the course textbook has some quite good review questions. So after each chapter, there are some short review questions that you can use to try to sum up for yourself whether you have understood the material. Of course, you can also review the lectures, presentations. All the presentations are on Fronter, and if you go to forelesninghigg.no, you will also see all the recordings of the presentations. Also, the Kahoot quizzes can be a good way of rehearsing, because there will be some multiple choice questions on the exam that will be on the same kind of form as the Kahoot quizzes. And I also put links to the quizzes in the front room. And of course, there are some previous exams that you can also practice on. So if you look at the last year's exam that was made by me, and there was also a mock exam that I put out last year that I had made. Exams before that are made by a different lecturer, so they are a little bit different in the form, the format. And I will stick to basically the same format this time as well, so there will be the first part of the exam will be multiple choice, where you only have one correct answer, and you get 2 points if you answer it correctly. So this will be 40 points, that will be almost half of the exam. And this time I decided to not hand out minus points, because I saw that last year that had some kind of unpredictable side effects. So it seems like some students chose the strategy of not answering any questions because they didn't want minus points, and some that answered all of them but had a lot of wrong answers and ended up with 0 points or negative points. So to avoid that, I will not hand out minus points this time. I'm not going to make it much easier, then I have to think about even more tricky alternatives, of course. And then there's the second part of the exam where you have like regular questions, but I encourage you to try to be as clear and short and precise when you answer them as possible, so do not use several pages on answering one of those questions. So I think maximum half a page. A couple of sentences should be okay, and sometimes there is a figure as well that you should try to write down. And only for the master students, since you're master students, I have higher expectations from you. I will also include a third part of the exam where you will be expected to write a short essay. And that's 3 to 4 handwritten pages, of course, a little bit depending on how big your writing is. And I will give you a list of topics that you can choose from. So that will be a little bit more challenging for your exam. Any questions to the exam structure? Any comments? Is it okay? Yeah. And this is the grading scale that I will use. It's the same as the official grading scale. So I will give points on each question, and that how many points you can get will also be indicated in the exam, so that you can, if you want, if you see that you're running out of time and need to be a little bit strategic, you can look at the amount of points. And this is basically the, so the whole exam will give you 100 points, and then I will use this scale for the grade of the written exam. But there's also the project work. So the project work will also be graded separately, and this is the point scale that will be used for grading the project work. A little bit different from the bachelor students and the master students here as well. So we'll end up with a sum and a very simple formula to find the total points and your grade. But one thing that is very important is that you have to pass the project work to be able to pass the subject. So if you fail on the project work, no matter how much you effort you put into the exam, you will also fail the exam. So that's one important thing to keep in mind. But it looks like everyone has submitted their project work, so I'm happy with that. A couple of requests that some were 2 minutes too late to hand it on in on the fronter, and I've resolved those issues. And your grade for the project work will be communicated to you via fronter room, so I'll put it in there as a comment, so you can check fronter room to see the grade, but there will be some time until that will be announced. Yeah. It's a little bit depending on my workload the next few weeks. I don't expect to be finished before the exam, so unfortunately, I think that will be a little bit too short time. But it will be there before you get the final grade, of course. So I just want to say good luck with the exam. I hope that you spend your time wisely now. I know that you have other exams as well. And if you have questions, you can send me email. If there's something on the syllabus that you are stuck on, that you don't know what's the correct way of interpreting it, don't be afraid to send me an email. I've changed my email address, my work email. But my HIG email is, of course, the same as before. Okay, shall we go on to the Kahoot quiz? Today I prepared an extended Kahoot quiz with 15 questions. And this is the prize for the winner of the quiz. So I hope you get motivated by that. Any questions on the exam or the syllabus before we start with the quiz? Or is everything crystal clear? Okay. So let's see if I can still... I'm still online, yeah. if I don't like your nicknames, I'm actually, I can kick you out as a seer. Still waiting for players. Is everybody in? Someone waiting to connect? Okay, should we start? The last one came in. Okay, so I start. So may the... So I wish you luck and may the best winner go home with the chocolates. So let's start. Name three key downtime metrics. Oh, that's good. Nine had the correct answer. Remember that time also counts when it comes to your points. So ASDF is on, well, we have three, we have a tie. So let's see how this develops. What kind of backup technique would you choose for a mission critical system? Journaling. Okay. That was not so good, so you maybe should review that section, that chapter. So we have one me is on top. What type of IDPS makes use of a clipping level? Do you remember this? That was the anomaly based. Only five got that correct, okay. Meh is still on top. Which one of these actions is not a containment, eradication, or recovery action? That's reporting the incident. Okay, so chocolate is getting closer to me. Which of these CSERT services is a proactive service? That's Technology Watch. Okay, good. So we have very close race on the second, the runners up here. Question 6. What's an example of an atomic indicator? Do you remember this? IP address. So if you don't remember this, you should read one of the papers about the kill chain model. So it's looking like it's a very close race here. It's very good. In what phase in the intrusion kill chain model is antivirus a useful course of action? as in the installation phase. Okay, we have a new leader. Hi is the first one. Okay. What type of IDPS is most suitable for processing encrypted data? Maybe a little bit tricky. That was the application IDPS. Good. Hi is still in the lead. Anton is catching up. Which of these incident indicators is an example of a definite indicator of an incident? That was the use of dormant accounts. High is still in the lead. Still a lot of questions to go. Which of these tools is not an IDPS? That means network-based intrusion detection prevention system. Hey, good. So not everyone heard about Bro, I guess. Which of these protocols are commonly misused in reflective DDoS attacks? DNS, NTP and Cargan. High is really running away from the others. We still have a couple of questions to go. Which of these tools would be most useful for analyzing a PCAP file? Wireshark? Yeah, that's good. Okay. Hi is still on the lead, but Ya is also improving. Okay. Which of these is not a good example of methods for collecting BIA data? Business Impact Analysis data. So do you remember we talked about how brainstorming sessions can be a little bit hard to control? So Ya is now leading. Two more questions. Which team should be in charge of resuming operations at an alternate site? That was the business continuity. Okay, so it's a final question, so it's very... let's see who is on top now. It's me again. Okay, so the last question I think can give you even more points, so still nothing is decided here. So let's see. Question 15. Final question. Which site resumption strategy is the most expensive? Okay, so are you ready to see the final score? Mirror site is more expensive than hot site. It's a little bit tricky question, so let's see. It's high with more than 10,000 points. Congratulations. Who is high? So there's a special treat for you. You can eat this as brain food when you are practicing for the exam, or you can share it with your co-students to become even more popular in your colloquium group. So, congratulations. Okay. So if you want, you can give me some feedback on this quiz. If you didn't notice it, a lot of these questions were from last year's exam. So if you already started to practice a little bit, you would have seen some of the questions before. Okay, so we have 15-20 minutes left that I can answer your questions. If you have any questions, I will. If you don't want to ask them in plenum, you can come to me. Any questions before we wrap up? Is everything clear with the syllabus? Yeah. A lot of pages to read? A little bit. Okay. So I will hang around here a little bit more. So if you have questions, just come and see me. Thank you.